Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter that we have started, the chapter on the necessity of jihad and the virtue of striving in the morning and evening in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are doing the various ayat of the Quran Sharif that proves jihad and speaks about the virtues of jihad. Here we can see how many ayat Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought with regards to jihad, to show us that this is a very important aspect of our deen. Towards the end of times, you'll get two types of people. One that will completely negate jihad, that there isn't such a thing. And we already see it, Allah Ta'ala protect us. One person mentioned, so to speak, scholar, therefore we have to be very careful, especially when you get this YouTube, celebrity scholars, etc. He says all these ayat of jihad, that we're doing, he says just there for historical purposes. He's there to tell us what happened in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's not there to be practiced upon. So like how you have incidents that took place many years ago and it's recorded in the Quran. So therefore all these ayat of jihad is for that time, is not for our times. So therefore you get one group of people that will negate jihad completely. And then you get another group of people that start giving interpretation. No, when jihad is mentioned in the Quran and it's meant for this type of purpose and meant for that type of purpose and meant, so they'll give it all types of interpretations. But when Quran Sharif is clear about something, we should leave it as it is. There's a lot of wisdom and there's a lot of benefit in it. Maybe one example, in a country that has got the death penalty, or has got a penalty, the Islamic penalty of cutting the hand for a person that steals, and if this is implemented properly, this law of death penalty, cutting the hand of a person that steals, etc., you'll find there'll be very little crime in that country, very, very little crime. But the moment you take away this, because it's so cruel, it's so barbaric, it's so ancient, you must cut someone's hand, or you must kill someone for killing someone else, so now this is too barbaric, and you take away that punishment, what happens is the criminals walk free in that country. And who has to now stay behind bars, behind burglar bars, is the normal, innocent civilians. So you take away the law of Allah Ta'ala, you take away the rule of Allah Ta'ala, then the whole world goes upside down. So jihad also is a thing like that. It's there for a purpose. It serves a purpose. And if it is carried out the way it should be carried out, then you'll find there'll be a lot of peace, a lot of prosperity, a lot of happiness prevailing in the world. We won't see what we're seeing today is the powerful, rich nations just take advantage of the poorer nations, just take advantage of the less fortunate, and they kill and they maim and they rape and they hurt all those people that are weaker than them. If this aspect of deen is upheld, then you'll find there'll be a lot of respect and izzat for the Muslims and for the world at large. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لَا يَسْتَوِي الْقَاعِدُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ غَيْرُ أُولِي الضَّرَرِ وَالْمُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ عَلَى الْقَاعِدِينَ دَرَجَةً وَكُلُّ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى وَفَضَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ عَلَى الْقَاعِدِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا دَرَجَاتٍ مِنْهُ وَمَغْفِرَةً وَرَحْمَةً وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. In Surah Nisa, Allah Ta'ala says, the believers who sit back without any excuse cannot be equal to those who strive in Allah Ta'ala's way. Yes, sit here means, sit back means that they don't go out in the path of Allah. So you've got two groups, is a comparison that's taking place. That there's two groups, one that is staying back, not going out, and those that are going out. Allah Ta'ala says they cannot be equal. Allah Ta'ala has elevated the stages of those who strive in His way. Would they striving in their way, in Allah Ta'ala's way, would their wealth and their lives over those who sit back. Allah Ta'ala has given them a daraja. Allah has given them a stage above those that are remaining behind. Allah has promised the most beautiful for each of them. In other words, those that have stayed behind, those that haven't got out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is saying that those that have gone out have got a special stage. Those that have stayed behind, have stayed behind for a reason. That stayed behind, it doesn't mean they disobeying Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, they're still obeying Allah Ta'ala. So that to understand, they are obeying Allah Ta'ala, but these people voluntarily went out. These people went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that stayed behind. Allah has given these people a stage, a special maqam for going out. So this part of the ayat of the Quran will understand what it means. Allah has promised the most beautiful for each of them. For that group that stayed behind, there is a reward. There is a beautiful promise for them. But obviously those that have gone out have got a very special reward. Allah Ta'ala has preferred those who strive over those who sit back by granting them a tremendous reward, many ranks, forgiveness and mercy from Him. Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. We'll do one more ayat for today. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَيُدْخِلْكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ وَأُخْرَى تُحِبُّونَهَا نَصْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ in Surah Saf. Allah Ta'ala says, O believers, should I not show you a trade that will save you from a painful punishment? Allah Ta'ala's expression, should I not show you a tijarat, a trade, is because of our desire to do business. A person is looking for a business, looking for a profession, looking for something to buy and sell. That is how insan's brains work. That all the time we're looking to see what deal we can do here, what we can do there. Allah Ta'ala is saying, should I not show you a trade? Should I not show you a deal, a tijarat, something that you can do that will save you from a painful punishment? And then Allah Ta'ala explains what it is. That believe in Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and strive in Allah's path with your wealth and your life. This is best for you if you only knew. Allah Ta'ala shall forgive your sins and enter you into Jannah, beneath which rivers flow, and into wonderful, Allah will enter you into wonderful mansions, in other words, wonderful palaces in eternal Jannah, in eternal paradise. That is the supreme success. Another that you love is from Allah Ta'ala and a near victory. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that وَأُخْرَى تُحِبُّونَهَا نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ. Another favor from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what? That Allah ta'ala loves you. وَأُخْرَى تُحِبُّونَهَا. Another thing that you love. Sorry, another thing that you love. Everybody loves it. So Allah ta'ala is saying, another thing that you love is that Allah ta'ala's help and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's victory is very near. نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ. The help of Allah ta'ala. This is a question that always arises when people are at war, when people are getting bombarded, when there is hardship. Whenever there is difficulty, the first question that comes is, when is the help of Allah going to come? When is victory going to come to us? Recently we saw the wars that are taking place in the Middle East. That was a question that was going through everyone's mind. When is the help of Allah Ta'ala going to come? When is victory going to come? Allah Ta'ala here answers it. وَأُخْرَى تُحِبُّونَهَا نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ. And another thing that you love is that help from Allah Ta'ala and victory that is near. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us it's near. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And give good news to the believers. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Yeah, as we explained, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, before bringing the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brought all these ayat to show us that this is some important part of our deen. As we are going to go, we're going to see many, many more times where people will start attacking jihad, and then Muslims become apologetic. We become sorry for something that is actually so important in this world. Because if the West can do it and they can have military might and they can fight with everyone, but the moment they say that Islam is barbaric, then we want to try and start changing the explanations to try and suit the West. But by right we leave Islam as it ought to be. And then you'll see the beauty that will flow. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.